the Hellenistic imagination in an image of harmonized proportion and human reason.
But for me, Winckelmann's legacy goes even further. The inheritance of Winckelmann has been a distorting and sometimes divisive lens, deeply affecting the way people in the West have encountered and judged the art of other very different civilizations. I think Winckelmann has caught us in a narrow way of seeing that's difficult to perceive, much harder to escape. But there is a place where we can pin down the legacy of Winckelmann. It's back where we started, with the art of the Olmec. It was 1964, and Mexico was investing in a new national identity that asserted the glories of its ancient past, and central to the project was art. A new museum was purpose-built to showcase the depth of Mexican history and the treasures of its great civilizations laid out for all to see. Of vital importance was the celebration of Mexico's earliest civilization, the Olmec. Along with this and other colossal heads was an array of extraordinary Olmec bodies. This gathering of stone figurines was found exactly as you see them. Whether religious symbolism or ancient vanity, this clay figure clasps a mirror to its chest. And what looks like a baby was one of hundreds known from Olmec cemeteries.